Welcome to another episode of the Easy Like Sunday Morning podcast. My guest today is my sister. You guys may have seen her in some of my videos on my YouTube channel, maybe on my Instagram page. But yes, today we're going to be having a scintillating conversation. We're going to be talking about body. So first, have you ever felt insecure about your body?
I would say yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe it's something that happened, something I'm working on, but for the longest time, I did feel insecure about my body.
Why?
Okay, for several reasons, actually. So, one of the main reasons I felt, well, the first time I ever noticed that I had a particular conception about my body or a particular view of my body was when I got into university.
Mm-hmm.
Before then, you know, it's uniform secondary school, so you're wearing the same thing every day.
Yeah.
When I got into university and, okay, it's time to dress up for class, this one is drying, it's looking nice, and most of my clothes that time were your clothes.
Okay, so, yes.
So, things that look good on her, I would wear and I'm like, what's going on?
Why so much space?
Why so much space? Literally.
Yeah.
So, one thing I was very insecure about for the longest time was
your hips.
Because literally in my house, I'm the only girl that is not curvy. So curvy. You and Chichi are really curvy. So it took me a while to understand. It won't come to terms if I lie to myself that I have hips. I actually used to lie.
Wow.
I would lie to myself. You have hips. Just believe it. When I wear clothes and I'm seeing something, I'm like, something is going on that I'm not understanding. So I had to come to terms with the fact that, okay, this is your body type. I went online, I made research, I found my body type, and I started thinking of ways on, like, discovering ways on how to dress to match my body type. So for the longest time, when I say the longest time, I mean even up to last year, even this year, I've struggled with body insecurity, literally.
Yeah, but is there any particular reason why you think my body shape or Chichi's is a more desirable shape?
Okay, personally, I just see it as it looks nice.
Do you think maybe it's your exposure to media?
I was going to say that, but then I was thinking as I was saying that, I don't think it's necessarily... Well, it may be you, because when I was younger, I never thought about hips or anything. That time what we thought of was boobs or whatever, because everybody girls were developing that, and that was the first thing noticeable. So that time, that was what I was like, oh my god, I can't wait, I'll be praying god. I'm serious. So I think it was actually probably the media as well, because as we got older, we began to expose ourselves to the media, and you will see people on the internet wearing gowns or whatever. It may be that. I'm not saying I've not actually thought about it like that.
Yeah.
But it may be that, because I believe it's probably where, like, what you expose yourself to. Because if that makes sense, when I was younger, it was what we were seeing, what the boys were talking about then. Oh, this girl is fine. This girl is... That's what we wanted.
Oh, for sure. I think growing up, you know, when I was in secondary school, I definitely did think that girls who had, like, bigger chests were very, very attractive, because that was what men described as attractive. That was what would make a guy talk to you. And, you know, obviously, I didn't have that for the longest time, so I felt very ugly. I felt like I wasn't a beautiful girl. And basically, I do think that your environment, society, the media, you know, dictates what body type is attractive per time.
Yeah, I believe so as well.
So when will you say that things really started changing for you?
For the better?
Yes, for the better.
So I would say it was actually last year, because... Would I even say it's last year? Up to now, I still struggle, to be honest. Just, it's not as bad as it used to be.
Yeah.
And I think the reason why it was so bad then was because I used to lie to myself. Like, I don't... I'm serious.
Stop saying
this.
I'm
serious, isn't it? Okay. Like, I used to lie to myself actively. I hadn't come to terms with the fact that you are different and that's fine.
Yeah.
I just felt like... I still told myself that, don't worry, maybe when I reach 20, my body will just transform into Steinemann or Chichi's body. And I realized that, oh, okay, maybe I'm the one that they left out on this. You have to accept the fact. You know?
Yeah.
So after I accepted that, when I started walking to, and I realized it affected my esteem a lot as well, because people would be giving me compliments then. Even up to now, sometimes at work, where I work, people tell me, oh, there's a particular girl I work. She's like, oh, I just wish I could just be yours. I'm like, when you rest.
Because, are you whining?
Like, literally. So she has hips, she has everything, and she's saying she wants to be like me. So I'm just there like, are you lost?
Well, there can be a tendency for you to want what you don't have.
Actually, that's another thing also. Mm-hmm. So when I realized that, and I realized that it was actually playing on my esteem, because a lot of times I would dress up, I'm referring to my year one, because that's when I really struggled with body image and just thinking. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I would dress up and I would actually feel beautiful. Like once I look at myself in the mirror, I can feel beautiful. The moment I'm out, I just start thinking I'm something else. I think that's even an actual problem, because I can literally leave my house, I'll feel, oh my god, I've seen myself, I look so good. But once I'm out and I'm seeing other people, I'll start feeling like, ah, me, am I looking somehow or something like that.
So it's that you compare yourself to other people.
That's another thing. So yes, I used to compare myself to a lot of people.
Yeah,
because majority of the people around, when you're growing up, you can't deny the fact that you pick up things from what you see around you. Because I don't know, if there's really nothing for you to hold on to, you just be picking up things everywhere. So growing up, entering into universities, that everyone was growing then, that was when you showed that, ah, you're no more a secondary school girl. Mm-hmm. Well, what was it is that you are wearing jeans, your hips are coming out, or your body, you're getting finer or something. Let me tell you, that's another reason why when I was in year one, I went and said, they're fixing long nails, piercing my ears. I felt like everyone was changing some way. And I wasn't.
Oh, gotcha.
So I wanted to do something to show that me too, I'm also grown. And it's just...
Yeah.
It just shows that you're actually a child. Like, yeah. Do you understand? So I started trying so hard to change my look somehow. Mm-hmm. Because everyone around me was changing. And I was like, what is happening to you in Yoruba? Literally. So... sometime last year, I went online and I just started searching, because I was just tired of lying to myself. I was like, let me just actually see the way forward.
Yeah.
Literally. So I went online, I saw different things, different body shapes and whatever. I was still trying to lie to myself, trying to say, maybe police person, shut up. Look at that. Okay. So I sure found my body type. I started watching videos on how to dress. I realized that most of my clothes, like I said, were my sister's clothes. She looks good in skinny jeans and things like that. I've realized it doesn't fit me at all. I feel comfortable also when I wear things that are somewhat free.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with jeans. I really love boyfriend jeans, like the way they just fall.
Mm-hmm.
This thing I'm wearing right now, I'm really comfortable.
Yeah.
I've also found out that I like shorts, like short trousers, like actual... three-quarter and stuff. Like, it just makes me feel comfortable.
Yeah.
So I found things I was comfortable with, and I'm not comfortable with chiffon. Remember, I wear a lot of chiffon.
Yeah.
And I had all those clothes. I feel like that added to the reason why I felt like I didn't look good, because I'll be wearing things that weren't
They weren't your style. Yes. Yeah.
And I'll not be like, maybe I'm the problem, that this thing is not looking good on me. I found out I don't like that. So I had to find a lot of things that work for me and don't.
Yeah.
So that was just basically the turning point for me.
Yeah, I think that with when it comes to body, right? Like when I was growing up, guys liked girls who had like very large chests, you know. And then by the time I got into uni, I suddenly blossomed. I remember that was when I just suddenly had like wide hips all of a sudden. And all of a sudden, guys were wanting to talk to me.
Yeah.
You know. But then, I think we're coming back to the point where hips are no longer what is attractive. That's what I think. You know, just, by the way, it really bothers me how, like, people are so obsessed with their bodies. Because I feel like, anyway, I'll still come to that point, but I feel like I can understand it. Do you get? But at the end of the day, you do realize that maggot is going to eat you, right?
I believe no one's actively walking on the road like, I'm about to dress up today, maggots are going to eat me.
No, it's that in the grand scheme of things, why is this so important?
I believe, like, for that thing, like I've said a couple of times when we talk, people don't think long term. I believe a lot of people just do things in the moment.
Okay.
Do you know, I've seen a lot of things on TikTok. People, surely with that app, like, people do a lot of things because they are seeing people do. Nobody is thinking long term. So you can, I've seen a lot of people say that they did BBL. Just I watched this video, she looked good, I did a BBL.
What?
Literally, like, you just changed yourself, your whole appearance. based off of one video.
Yeah.
So I don't think people actually think that far or whatever. And yeah.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, for me, now being having the type of body shape in quotes that people are now saying, oh, this is a desirable body shape. I found myself feeling even much more conscious because that is not the kind of attention that I want.
Okay.
Do you understand? So I think at the end of the day is to also really examine why am I having a particular desire for a particular body shape. Is it because I want to take pictures and have people lusting after me, both male and female? Because for the women to be like, oh my goodness, you look
body,
you know, it's like, what is the goal when you are saying I want this particular body shape? And that in itself is exhausting. I don't think people talk enough about the number of women that have died in the process of trying to tummy talk,
actually,
do their bum bum, get their breasts. It is an alarming number of people. And I think that the media is to blame for how it has pushed a particular group of women as much more
attractive.
Because they have bigger butts. Then after a while, they now see that, okay, media is not really favoring people that have bigger butts anymore. Let's go and remove some of the BBL. If you look at the media in other parts of the world, what is reigning now are these, what do they call these people? K-pop stars. Those K-pop stars are very skinny, slender, slim. And that culture is starting to now, like, permeate the rest of the world, right? So people are now wanting to have, like, slender frames, slender... Like, even me, I find that I'm, like... When I start thinking things like, oh, I have to lose weight, I have to look much more skinny, I have to stop myself and say, why am I thinking like this? Is it because I genuinely think I have health issues? Or is it because I just think that that is the way I should be looking? I should be looking slender. Why do I want to look a part? Like, I really believe in going down to the root of it. And I just want to say to my ladies, like, your body is not a fashion trend. And that is something that I think the media tries to always push on people. In the early 90s, it was women with large chests. Then all of a sudden, year 2010, it started becoming women with huge, you know, behinds. Now it's women with waists that don't look natural.
That's it, actually.
Do you understand? Now it's not even okay, you have to have a very big behind. Is that let your waist shall not look like you have intestines.
Yes, actually.
Do you understand?
I think something else that the media is trying to do now, which I don't believe, I'm not really, I've not built an opinion on it yet, but they are trying to push different types of body types out there so that everyone feels comfortable and everyone feels like
they belong.
They have someone they can hold on to. Now they are trying to actually push, but I don't think the media has gotten to where they are going back to.
Wait, hold on. Even in that place of, oh, they are trying to push, you know, I don't even believe that campaign. All body types.
Yes,
I don't even believe it because those women that they put, they are airbrushed. Do you understand?
Like, physically.
They are airbrushed. Like, nobody, I don't think that people that are fat have, like, smooth fat. If you get what
I mean. They push people that are not as well. I'm
like, people that have, like,
yes, they do.
Cellulite.
They do.
There's
a particular person on my head. They do, yes, actually, they do.
Are you serious?
But people have complained as well that, like, you know how it's easy for me to be like, you are dark, we are too dark, we don't want you. So they will bring people over that are not that big, and they will say this is our plus size girl.
Yeah,
or this one our girls. So there was a time. I remember I was so sure I was going to get surgery when I was older.
What?
I told mommy.
So maybe
I'm not joking. I told my mom.
Oh my goodness.
Mommy, when I'm older,
welcome to my life.
When I'm older, I'm going to do my hips. And, my mom. And I was so
what?
I'm somebody that when I say something, I would like to say yes. Nobody can change my mind. So I was so sure. And this just changed just when I started Holy Spirit started ministering to me, speaking to me, and telling me certain things. So I was actually so sure, just because I felt like I was actually a problem.
But thank you so much for actually bringing this up and for actually saying it, because I think somebody has asked me what is my opinion on plastic surgery or something like that. I feel like that's a very personal thing, you know, like I don't know, I don't have an opinion on plastic surgery, so mm-hmm. to speak, because I people that have breast cancer,
yeah,
they cut their breast off and then they mm-hmm. have to get, you know, mm-hmm. implants in their breasts so that they just don't have chest that scar them every time they look at it, you know. Mm-hmm. So that there are people that do, you know, surgery. But I think what I'm really against is not necessarily the action, is what is sponsoring it. Yes, like mm-hmm. what is the intent behind it? Which mm-hmm. is why I ask, if you want a curvier body, why do you want a curvier body? Like, just really calm down, look beyond how you are feeling.
That time, like I said, when I really said I wanted it, it's because I felt like if I had a particular body type, I would get a different type of attention,
yes,
or reaction from people when I go out.
Yes.
Maybe when I go out and I wear this jean, this unnecessary space will be filled up. And maybe this person will tell me hi. I'm being serious.
Oh my days. But the problem I always have is, if somebody is talking to you only because of your body, then does that person really even like you?
They don't.
Because, mm-hmm. like, I think that people need to really start looking long term. Even though you say people do not look long term.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like part of what has really helped me in life is that I always think long term.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If a guy starts talking to me because he likes my hips,
mm-hmm.
what happens when I have two children?
They become bigger now.
No, it's not always. There's some people that their body, you know
mm-hmm.
you might have like much more stretch marks,
yeah,
you know, cellulite, you might have all those things. So if the guy came to you that because you are hot and you are no longer hot, when he's driving and he sees another girl that is hot,
mm-hmm.
what now happens?
That's you another know? Thing, Sam. I feel like one thing I realized is that it's never even enough. Like,
it's never enough.
It never ends. Because tomorrow, with my junior sister, Chichi, can say today, oh, I feel like I'm too big. She loses weight. She say, ah, I want to. Same thing with me. I can say, oh, I want to lose weight. And I like my picture from when I had a little more, but I'm like, ah, I think I look better here. So there's actually some. I don't know what it is, though.
I think it is a cry for identity.
That's it, actually.
Because I used to feel very insecure about myself as well.
Mm-hmm.
But after I got saved and I started working with God, and I realized that I am a child of God.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a revelation of that came into my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then I met somebody who loved me.
I feel like the most important thing is, it sounds very cliche, oh, love yourself. But that thing you said could be taken out of context. Because mm-hmm. someone can ask that, you know how it's easy for girls to just carry what they think is the, oh, I don't know if it's just girls, but people just take what they think is the easiest solution. And I think a lot of people actually do that with relationships. They look for a relationship to, like, be what would fix them.
Mm.
And I saw a video recently. That thing actually is really bad, because it's now putting pressure that other person did not prepare for on them. So that's not, I don't think that's what you were
saying. Okay, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that you should look for somebody to make you feel good about your body. That's not what I'm saying. Or, you know, make you feel good. I'm just saying that who you eventually end up with can contribute to either heightening or helping you through. But obviously, like you said, it must be work that you have already started doing on your own. Because there are still times that, like, I mean, when we got married, I, like, put on weight.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some people sending me messages. Yeah. Congratulations on your baby. Because I had, you know, put on weight, you know. And I just, I felt, it's so rude. Do you understand? You cannot just see somebody has added weight and then assume that they are pregnant. Mm-hmm. It's very rude, because what if the person is not pregnant? You now come and say, congratulations on your baby. What kind of... You know, I can remember during that time, you know, Issy was trying to tell me, you look amazing, but it did not matter.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't believe it.
Exactly.
I'm like this,
I remember,
like that. Yes.
She will tell me that, that maybe she thinks, is this in line to me? Like,
yeah.
Like, look, how can you be telling me I'm beautiful? How can you be telling me? And stuff like that.
So you're actually right. Like, it's something you have to deal with on your own, because until I actually dealt with it on my own, where I was like, ah, because I've always been skinny my whole life. I've always had like a white bald type of stomach, and the stomach is just flat and hard. And now I'm not seeing, like, I'm having like
a couple of rows
and I'm like, where is this coming from? Like, that was, and it just comes back to what I was saying, that I had to ask myself, where did I get my definition of what is beautiful from? Why am I afraid to even put on weight? Is this a health issue or an, you know, aesthetic issue? Who told me that you must be real thin for you to be beautiful? I mean, I am a woman. I should have flesh mm-hmm. to house all the many things that are going on inside me. Do you understand? So I just, yeah, basically, I just feel like this conversation of body is very, very important and is needed.
Yeah, definitely. And I even feel like it's kind of like we've been talking about it from the aspect of being, having body.
Mm-hmm.
People that are slim as well. Or yeah. They struggle to.
Oh, that happened to me too.
I remember.
Yeah, that happened to me.
I used to want to add weight
because I was very, very skinny.
Yeah.
And I just felt that because I was thin, nobody would also like me. I remember then I used to ask mommy, like, mommy, you know, because my mom claimed that she was skinny as well when mm-hmm. she was younger. But obviously now she's not. So I used to ask her, like, when was the age when you started adding weight? And she was like, oh, when she was about, you know, 15. So I kept on looking forward to, like, you know, 15. Okay. Like, okay, once I'm 15, I would... And 15 came and went, I was still so skinny. I was like, what is going on in the world? And because at that point, I had figured out that, oh, if you add weight, that equals to a bigger chest as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking forward to 15 to come and rescue me. 15 came and went, and I was still looking like... you know, planting chips. So yeah. I was just like, I'm not happy that I'm looking like this. But then, yeah, eventually I did add the weight. And I just feel like whatever and however you are beautiful. It sounds corny, but it's does, true.
Actually. I don't think it's something you can just accept, actually. Like, to be honest, I like to be, like, real with myself. What would actually make me believe I am beautiful? I don't think it's something someone would tell you. Because yeah. someone can tell you, I just believe it starts with, this is also sound very corny, but it actually starts because I'm someone that I have grown up hearing you are beautiful, you look nice, but it's something I never believed.
Like, wow.
I actually never, ever
see believed. See this fine girl, say she doesn't believe that
I'm
she's serious, fine.
I never believed it. Like, I used to struggle, sometimes I'll be like, why am I like this? Like, why am I just ugly? Why do I look different? Why am I like this? I'm the only person that has gap. Something that I used to joke.
You're not the only person.
This is when you also start picking, you start noticing, so you start picking things that no one is even seeing. I'm going out, I'm saying, oh, look at my arm, look how my hand is looking. Nobody's looking at it.
You know what's funny is I even think you have, like, the kind of build that most guys go for. Because most guys want girls that are, like, small.
I don't know about that.
Petite, you know, girls that make them feel huge. That's the truth. Like, girls like me tend to come off as intimidating.
True,
you know, there are guys that are
like tall girls.
That's the thing. There's somebody for everybody.
Exactly. There's somebody for everybody.
There's that somebody for every fact, single body. So mm-hmm. whether you are tall, short, fat, slim, straight, curved, whatever it is, there's someone that will look at you and say, wow. I just feel like at the end of the day, everybody has, like, something that they're looking for. The way you are here saying, oh, how I wish I had hips. Someone that is saying that my wife must not have hips because
yeah,
I don't
just
need
too much.
Have to take up space. I don't need all those things. I want my wife to look slim, to have this kind of build. You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. So that's how I was even having, like, a convo with one of my friends one time. I was talking about how, oh, there's this guy that has always said that his wife must have what they call it, natural hair. Something like that. There's some people like that.
Natural
that
hair.
That she must have natural hair. And there's some people that will say, ah, it's natural hair. I don't want to see it. I want to see weaves. I want to see you with a face full of makeup. I don't want, you know. You never know.
Yeah, that's actually true. When I talk with them, like, just people in general, and they say, one thing I also say is this, like, I believe there's someone for everyone. That's something I also had to realize. Because, you know, I told you, I said that I was bent on getting a BBL. No, baby, I didn't want BBL. Well, I said that they could do surgery. Because that time I used to watch E! And watch all this. And I would definitely make some changes. Literally.
Do you see those people that are coming for those changes?
Yes, actually.
Do you see what their body looks like after? Because at the end of the day, God is the greatest surgeon. It can never look like what God has done.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how well they try to do it, there is always a flaw. And do you know one thing that I learned from, you know, the woman that I was working with that was in the, you know, design firm? She taught me that anything that is perfect is not from nature and is not natural and is not beautiful. That if you look at nature...
Anything that is perfect
is not from nature. God did not make it. Anytime you see something that is very straight this or just circle like this, it's not God that did it. Look at the trees outside. Do they grow straight like this? They have like curves, dents, all these type of things. If you look so at that's people, the that is the beauty.
That's actually the beauty that everyone can imagine, a world where everybody look like you.
You?
Or like that. I feel like that's actually the beauty, that you can wake up today, you travel the world, different. You see something different. Yes. That, because then, trust me, it's so ridiculous. Especially where I work, like I see this every day. Everyone looks the same. It's not really, really ridiculous. Everyone that comes in is looking the same.
Yeah.
If one of them are walking from the back, you cannot tell who is who.
This is not right.
Yeah.
I can understand it. I understand where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? But I just want to encourage my women and my sisters who have not gone under the knife yet. Mm-hmm. Love yourself. I say mm-hmm. it all the time, babes. Love yourself. Love yourself enough to accept yourself
the way you are.
You know, I can remember like actually looking in the mirror one day and just saying, isn't it, this is not you, but this is the vessel or the, you know, container that God has put the essence of who you are in.
Yeah.
And whatever God has chosen to do is good. And honestly, I just stopped caring so much, especially after what happened to me during the whole wedding time.
Mm.
So I got married and then we went to this hotel to stay. And then shortly after we had stayed there, I noticed that I started breaking out on my body. At first, it was like, is this like a joke or something? Mm-hmm. I took pictures, sent it to my sister that, see what is happening. Before I could say Jack Robinson, it had broken out like yeah. everywhere on my body. Had this huge, like they were like, I don't even know what to call
they
them,
like
pimples or boils. Yeah. And then when they started going, they were leaving dark marks.
Yes.
Right. So and now I had dark marks all over my body, and this is supposed to be honeymoon period.
Mm-hmm.
So like, how else wouldn't you feel insecure yeah. about the way you look, about your body? It was
I don't think I would have been able to go through that.
Oh my goodness. But you know, that was when God taught me that your maggot is going to eat you one day. Like that was the day that lesson came, because it was like, at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, you are not using this body to do anything or to go anywhere.
Yeah,
you are still going to die, and you are going to be eaten by maggots. So what is the most important thing, isn't it? It's joy. You are married. Have joy that you are married. And one day I looked and the things had gone.
Yeah.
Like they will fade off on their own.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes, so when you really zero in on these things and really pay them too much attention, that's when it becomes, you know, magnified.
It just looks like that's all that there is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just like you said, to find what works for your body.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just dress for your body actually. Body shape.
Yeah. I have a friend as well. So luckily I went through mine kind of before she started going through her. So I was able to just see, oh, this is what I've discovered as well. Because like I said, it's easy for you to see what looks common and mm-hmm. put it as that's the norm. So she would say that she does not know. And to be honest, she didn't used to dress according to her body type.
Mm-hmm.
But she has a really nice body. But she didn't used to dress according to it. So when you wear certain things, it may not look flattering.
Mm-hmm.
So I told her, go online, find your body type. When she found out, like, hey, so this is my body type. I was like, yes, accept it first of all.
Yeah.
And then start dressing according to it. And then she did. So now she would even, like before, I noticed she never used to compliment herself, which is something I never used to do. So I would never compliment myself. Now she does pay herself compliments. I don't know really what changed, but I believe that helped in to some extent. So
yeah, I had a friend who had a different body shape from mine, and I was always trying to wear my mm-hmm, my clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And when the clothes do not fit her, she'll be getting so angry, she'll be getting upset. But go online and search body types and just look. There are pear-shaped people, there are hourglass people, there are triangular.
Yes,
upside down, triangle, yeah, and all triangle. Of that. Find out which one your own is, and then look what kind of clothes look good. First, there are some people that's when you wear dresses that hold you up here and are free down.
Yeah,
you find that okay, if you have really wide hips, don't wear clothes that gather around here,
because it just makes you more and
much more pronounced. Really. So just find what works for your body shape and your body type, and dress to it. Like my friend, you know, Oluchi has a petite frame.
Yeah,
she's not curvy, but Oluchi has learned how to dress for her body type. Yes, and let me tell you something.
Yes.
Every time I see Oluchi, it is a hit back to back. Oluchi doesn't have misses.
Yeah.
Like she always dresses. It is a hit back. I love the way. Like it was so bad that My mom used to always tell me, can't you ask Oluchi how she dresses? And Oluchi didn't have the typical body shape that people call attractive. You know, even me at the point, I was not even looking like, okay, all these cute shorts. Can I wear it? But I can't wear it because I have wide hips. It will not look the same on me. So there are things that will also look nice on people that have slender frames. And people that have curvier frames can't wear those things. So at the end of the day, just find what works for you.
Another thing that is a problem with the media, I just feel like sometimes people should try and throw maybe media once, just be trained today once, because now what the media in that they are pushing, like I told you, like everybody's beautiful, now they're also pushing wear whatever you want. And I'm not saying don't wear whatever you want or whatever, but what I don't like with that thing is that as I said, actually the thing they're wearing is not flattering on you, but they'll be lying to you, like wear whatever. Actually, wear what works for you.
Yes.
I can see something and I know this is not going to look good on me. Don't go and wear because you're trying to lie to yourself that I can pull off anything. I'm not saying you will not look nice. This is just my own opinion.
That is actually
tell yourself the truth and work with what works for you.
Find what works. Like I was saying, Oluchi can get, you know, away with wearing some like certain kind of shorts. I can't get away with those because I have wider hips, and I can't say I don't care, all body shapes matter, all bodies are not being practical. So find what works for your body shape, for your body type. If you are big, if you are slender, whatever it is, like she was saying, stop telling yourself lies. Just be honest. You can dress in a way that is good and still flattering. And also, nakedness doesn't automatically equate with you being attractive.
I don't think you are in the media as much as I am. So, like, I actually see all these things. Just that I had to leave set because it started becoming so much. But I'm telling you, everything you are seeing in reality right now happening is starting with social media. A lot of things. The dressing, the mindset, the way they speak self now. Everything is with the media.
So, yes, I think that's all we want to talk about.
That's in this conversation.
Just basically want to tell, you know, fellow girls, that your body is not a fashion trend. Don't let anybody tell you that your body is not beautiful, or that you aren't beautiful, that this particular body is now, you know, in vogue. Next year is now this other particular body type that is now in vogue. Don't allow anybody, you know, pull you into that like school of thought. Look at your body, love your body, dress in ways that flatter you, that make you look beautiful. And choose to find confidence in other things than your body. In the way like you think, in the way you talk,
there's so much more to a person
than their looks. Appearance.
So much more. I think there's like people are starting to realize that. I have a friend as well. She actually told me, like, I'm way more than just how I look. And there's a tendency for people, however you present yourself, people would
take you like that.
So if you present yourself as all I am is body, people that are coming to you they only want you for your body. So she said she got to the point where she realized that this body is not enough. So, like, I want someone that would actually talk to me as a person. I want someone that we can go out and talk. Not just body, but, like, there's so much more to a person than just your body. Look nice, look good, work on yourself. What I even think is the most important thing, once you've accepted the truth about who you are, because people have different types of bodies, I feel like eating healthy, even though I'm not the person talking about it, but that's something I really want to work toward. Like, if I could be in a place where I'm healthy, I'm working out, I feel like you would love yourself.
You have confidence.
Exactly. You would love yourself. Actually. So try not to pick faults, all those things. Just tell yourself the truth and start. Think of the way forward. Okay, I am this. What is the way forward? And the way forward should not be to change or to, like, alter
your body.
Exactly.
The worst part is that they don't even tell you the truth about all these cosmetic surgeries, because sometimes you have to do these things every year. Sometimes you have to do them every 5 years.
I don't even know. Some of these things,
some of these, what they call it, BBLs, when you finish, you have to walk out. Exactly. So there are so many things. Some of them you are bleeding excessively. Some of them you can't sit down for days. So they're not telling you the whole truth about these things.
Then nobody shares their struggles with all those things.
Anyway, thank you so much, guys, for
tuning in to Easy Like Sunday Morning. You know the vibes.
And Smeby, thank you so much for coming. Oh, like, I actually learned a lot about you as well.
Mm-hmm. I feel
we shall continue this conversation off camera.
I don't want to. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode on the Easy Like Sunday Morning podcast. We hope it was fun and insightful and would love for you to express that by sharing this episode with other people. You can also leave your thoughts and comments on our Instagram page and on YouTube, and you can shop our merch, which is available for sale now. All of these will go a long way in supporting us and in helping us to continue creating. We hope you have a restful and enjoyable week. God bless you.